The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Today is the funeral for fallen Philadelphia police officer Jamie Roman. There will be a second public viewing beforehand following the one last night where law enforcement officers and members of the public paid their respects to his family. KYW's Nina Barotti was there.
Dozens of officers followed the family of 31-year-old officer Jamie Roman as they went inside Givenish Funeral Home in Northeast Philly. Throughout Wednesday evening, a line of people took turns offering their condolences to the officer's family. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
His death will not be in vain. You know, we will continue to push forward. I'm proud of the resilience of the men and women of this police department. Despite all the odds, they continue to stay strong.
On June 22nd, investigators say Officer Roman was shot in the neck during a traffic stop in Kensington. He was put on life support but died from his injuries on September 10th.
We have a young man who's 31 years old, two young children, an amazing wife, an amazing family, and essentially taken away from us. And so it's just our duty and so it's my honor to be leading this organization and the men and women who work alongside me. But today, tonight, and tomorrow is about Jamie and his family.
Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After months of speculation, Mayor Sherelle Parker announced that she supports a 76ers arena in Center City, Philadelphia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Mayor Parker made the announcement with a four-minute video on social media.
My administration has reached an agreement with the Philadelphia 76ers for an arena in Center City.
The mayor called the agreement the best financial deal for a sports arena in the city's history and said it was right for the people of Philadelphia.
It means an economic opportunity plan, quite frankly, the likes of which have never been seen in our city.
The Sixers have said they'll require no public financing and will invest over $1 billion in the project. Chinatown leaders say she told them she also negotiated a $50 million community benefits agreement. The video was posted while Parker was meeting with community leaders. They remain opposed. The Sixers said in a statement they're grateful to Mayor Parker and look forward to advancing the plan in city council. Parker said she'd be sending council the necessary legislation. Councilman Mark Squilla would be introducing it, but his office said he hasn't seen it yet. Parker promised more details early next week. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife have been indicted on child abuse charges for allegedly beating their teenage daughter. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
Mayor Marty Small and LaQuetta Small, the school superintendent, have been formally indicted on child endangerment charges. Marty is facing additional charges of aggravated assault and making terroristic threats. This is the next step in the legal process after these allegations were initially raised earlier this year. The Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office says the couple physically and emotionally abused their then 15, now 16-year-old daughter multiple times from December 2023 into January 2024. The indictment alleges Mr. Small knocked her unconscious with a broomstick and threw her down the stairs. LaQuetta Small is accused of hitting her daughter with a belt and punching her in the face. The Small's attorney, Ed Jacobs, told us the prosecutor's office is meddling in parental affairs and that the Smalls are good parents, innocent of these charges. He says the claims outlined against them are incorrect and that they will be exonerated. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As city leaders gathered to tout the economic impact of Philadelphia International Airport, an annual survey ranked the airport dead last in customer satisfaction again. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
At the city's first State of the Airport event, Mayor Parker joined airport officials in trumpeting the nearly $19 billion annual impact the airport has had on the regional economy.
Whether you travel or not, our airports have a wide-reaching impact on all of us.
But as they say, timing is everything. The report was released on the same day that J.D. Power's customer satisfaction survey put PHL last among large airports for the fourth year in a row. City Aviation Department CEO Atif Saeed.
As acknowledged by J.D. Power themselves, the primary reason is the overall age of our infrastructure.
The newest terminal at the airport is more than 20 years old, with others topping 50. Long-term, an airport master plan recognizes the need for more gates and larger terminals. At the Convention Center, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.